Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Looking out for love, and I so still.
It's Lindsey Buckingham bringing this back. One man, one guitar. That's a heck of a performance if you ever get a chance to see him play that song. Sing that song. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosen is our guest. Bob's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the outstanding book, Kiss Theory Goodbye, one of my favorites, 5 Proven Ways to Get Extraordinary Results in Any Company. He's here to talk to us about planning, how to do a better job of planning through our financials, which we just talked about. Now we're going to talk about 2 of the other 3 major components of your planning perspective. Bob, thanks again for being here. BobProsen.com, right? 1S.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
So check it out. Can they find your accelerator there?
Yes, you can.
Tell us about that a little bit.
Oh, that Small Business Accelerator is very cool. You know, when I speak to a lot of companies, they always want tools. So I built this around tools. So you have templates and tools to implement and execute, beat your competition, and you don't have to just design these tools on your own, whether they be sales improvement tools, operational tools that allow you to run a more efficient and more productive operation, whether they be leadership tools, whether they be performance management tools, hiring tools. It's all tools-based, so people can pick them right up and get going, Jim.
Mm-hmm. And are there wizards with them to kind of walk you through some stuff?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it's audio.
Oh, good.
It's me walking you through those things.
All right. Hey, folks, check that out. They can find that at BobProsen.com.
Yes.
Folks, check that out. You'll thank me later. Hey, Bob, we're talking about planning. We spent a good bit of time in the last segment talking about financials. I think that was warranted. The other 2 areas of your planning perspective that you think is important, and we'll try to get both of them, customers and employees, internal customers and external customers, right?
External on this one.
All right.
On internal, we're going to work with employees.
Right.
So external customers. Think about this for a moment when you build this for 2017. What do you want from your customers? It's amazing when I ask that question of business people. Sometimes they just don't think about it that way. What do you really want? This is not something you post. It's not something you show your customers. What do you want? What is success with customers this year? And it's a great exercise to go through with your leadership team. And these have to be measurable, Jim.
Most people, I think, are passive about this, aren't they?
They really are.
They're standing around saying, I wonder what my customers are going to give me this year.
Yeah. Let's be proactive.
I agree.
What
I
do
like
we want?
It. Go ahead.
So one of the things that you got to look at is you want loyalty, right? We don't want satisfied. And, Jim, you know this better than anybody. We want loyal customers.
Mm-hmm. We want transactions. We want relationships.
Yes, we do. And loyalty allows you to do 2 things. And actually, the way you measure loyalty is willingness to continue to do business with you, which is your first point. Mm-hmm. And second is, are they telling others to do business with you?
Mm-hmm.
When you get a client or a customer that does both of those things, take really good care of them.
When I got my first corporate customer, corporate sponsor, which couldn't have come a moment too soon, didn't come a moment too soon, back years ago, somebody said, well, I bet that was a big day, wasn't it? I said, well, it was, but it wasn't as big as the day they renewed.
Good point. Very good point. That recurring revenue stream is beautiful, isn't it?
I loved it. Well, you know, that's when you know you're doing something right. Look, I can sell anybody anything one time.
That is so true. I hope everybody listens to
that. I can do
that.
You can do that. The question is, can we love them up enough to get them to come back?
That's exactly right. So this loyalty thing you want to put high on your radar, folks, if you're building a plan for 17, and customer objectives are important to you. Make sure that's top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is testimonials. Jim, how many testimonials does a business want this year? What kind of testimonials
they really work, don't they?
They work so well.
They work so well.
I sell a lot of what I do through that.
I got an acquaintance who's in the car business. And you know how, you know, these car companies, they get the folks in from the country and they sit there and we just love doing business with this car, you know, whatever. And I say, what do you have those on the television? He says, those things work.
That's why they do it.
He says, those things sell. He said, they sell cars.
Exactly right. You know, you could look at any of these commercials, Jim, and if they're repeating, because it's expensive to run those ads.
Right.
You
yeah.
guarantee they're working.
It's working. That's right. So, all right. So that's a really important planning thought. Don't say, what are my customers going to do for me this year? You say, what do I need to do to get my customers to perform on our relationship so we have what we want?
That's exactly right.
All right, and let's talk about employees now.
Yeah, employees. Well, we all know the 12 questions, Jim. Have you talked about that with your listeners?
Yep.
Which is the Gallup poll. All right, so that engagement.
Yep. Oh,
employee
yeah.
engagement.
We actually have them on the show talking about it. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's critical. If you already spoke about it,
go ahead. Remind us.
All right, so when you're looking at employee engagement, which beats everything else, there's nothing that comes close to employee engagement when it comes to what's good for your business and what's good for the employees. That's what's so beautiful, Jim, about this. There are 12 questions that Gallup asks. You can find them online. And those 12 questions have nothing to do with the financial success of the business. Want everybody to hear me. They have nothing to do with the financial success.
I got 45 seconds. Give us a taste of them.
Do you have a friend at work? How's one of those? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your boss? It's all about the people, and it's all about trust. Mm-hmm. It's all about trust. And once you figure out it's all about trust, the higher your engagement score, folks, when you add it all up, the more money your company makes.
Wow. And it all mounts up to where do I feel any joyfulness when I think about going to work or when I'm at work? Do I have any joy in my life as a result of my work?
That's big component.
That's big, isn't it?
That's really big.
Hey, Bob, good job today. Give us the website again.
www.bobprosen.com.
Folks, don't forget to check out the Small Business Accelerator. It's right there. You'll enjoy going through it. The book is called Kiss Theory. Goodbye. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Look forward to it.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.